diagnosed in August. All along, I didn't know it was cancer. I thought they were ulcers until I went under an endoscope, which detected that there was a growth in my esophagus. Then that growth is cancerous. So when I went for CT scan at Parerenyatwa Hospital in Harare, that's when they explained to me that this type of cancer, the cancer of the esophagus, it's so risky to go under radiotherapy or chemotherapy. Even an op here in Zimbabwe, they said it was a risk to my life.
What are the doctors advising you to do after this diagnosis?
They said it's all up to me to make a decision. So the day they told me my results, I couldn't make a decision, so I just told them that I just have to go back home, sleep over it and think about it. And I discussed it with my family, but then they highlighted this idea of inquiring from India.
And so far, what are the Indian doctors telling you?
They say they are able to do the op to remove the tumor, and they told me the cost is $10,000 for the medication, excluding the SS.
You were doing a lot of work in Zimbabwe as an actress, and also you were doing advertisements. Were you able to save a little bit of money, some of which you can use for your treatment now?
No. The truth is, all those works I did on TV and some adverts, they were not paying. It was just from hand to mouth. So I couldn't save anything for myself.
So what would you like the people that will be attending your function today in honor of you, and also those well wishers that would like to donate to your fund, what word would you like to give them?
I just want to thank them so much. I didn't know that I have great friends. I didn't know that I've got a family out there. I'm just lost of words. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful.